public place on February 25th, 2020. This is Arthur, and we'll discuss today with the boys.
I know how unhappy you are at our site, so we're going to go ahead and dismiss you from coming to our site. We talked to your attorney, and she said for you to contact, hold on a second, let me find it. Contact Joyce Matthews to continue your visits with her. And we're going to call and let
she has cussed me out and yelled at me and been verbally abusive to me. She has not been cooperative with the visitation.
That's something you'll have to take up.
Interfered with the visitation.
Ma'am, that's something you'll have to take up with the attorneys. Because
okay, L.C. Martin Simon is not representing me anymore. Jory Hersher is the attorney.
But as of today, you're no longer in at site. You're no longer in this program, so you'll have to contact your attorney, okay? Or Joyce ain't working
out. Joyce does not cooperate with the visitation. She has yelled at me and cussed me out. And she does not cooperate with the visitation. She has yelled at me, and I can't have that behavior around my children.
Okay, well, you're going to have to contact her and see what you need to do. Because you don't need to come back to that site anymore, okay?
Okay, why am I being dismissed from the site?
There's no... Because all the problems that you're causing us.
I haven't caused any problems.
Okay, well, I'm just calling to let you know that you're unhappy there.
I need to know there's not a valid reason. There has not been...
Yes, and there's one reason that you called the church and you've talked to the pastor.
I did, because there's policies that are not being followed.
You don't even have nothing. You don't have no dealings with the church. You work with our people there. But you're calling the church and complaining, so we're going to go ahead and let you out of this.
I grew up in the Methodist church. I know the policy. So
I'm saying
that I have nothing to do with it.
No, I'm saying you don't. I'm saying that you don't have no dealings with them at the visit. You only deal with us.
If I have to attend the church to visit my children, yes, I do have.
Okay, that's the only site we have. So you don't want to go to a United Methodist Church. You need to contact your attorney.
It's against my victim's rights to force me to attend a United Methodist Church.
Ma'am, you don't have to come to that church.
Then you need to send me to another visitation site.
There's no other visitation site to send you to. We're all full. That was the only one we had.
Joyce Matthews is not cooperative with the visitation.
Then you need to work it with your attorney and get someone else because you're not. I don't know what to tell you, ma'am. I'm just telling you, you don't have to come back to that site any longer. Okay?
I called the treasurer of the conference, and that was Monsters Dance Conference. And I included the fact that the Domestic Relations Office was using the United Methodist Church to expose parents and children and follow up parents and listening to the parents on the toilet while they have bowel movement or urinate on the toilet. And there was also they make money off of these visits. They would rob the domestic relations office and the mother allow a parent to show up with a better then allow a parent to expose how abusive they are. And so that is why they were trying to deny me visitation. And she was saying I was causing problems and they were saying I was explaining how abusive they are. They are afraid that I can visit my children with under abusive conditions, abuse that is directed at me in front of our children. But the Domestic Relations Office also likes to force parents and young children out in the street during the visitation. And they don't care